Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled Signs and Reminders.
Luke 21:5-11. When some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be a stone left upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will these happen, these things, and what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." Possibly the beginning of this reading, the part about the temple of costly stones and offerings, may remind us that this year is the 60th anniversary of President Kennedy's inaugural speech, which announced a new and shining political future for our country as the fulfillment of all dreams. "We shall be as a city upon a hill." Possibly not. Camelot did not stay around, nor does the luminous image of the temple remain as today's reading moves quickly to the jarring reality of Jesus' words. "There will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Or are we reminded of a recent travesty involving another former U.S. president who quoted someone's reference to himself as the King of Israel, saying that Israeli Jews love him like he is the second coming of God? To such a sign, Jesus would say, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them." In 2021, we continue to experience countless signs and reminders, don't we? Not only of disappointments, lies, and conspiracy theories, but of the kind of tragedies that Jesus speaks of in today's reading. Human suffering, in our case, the ongoing plague of COVID-19, or the terrifying revolt of nature as floods and fires signal the coming death throes of our planet, as well as the refusal of many to accept the democracy on which our country was founded, and the resulting evil of insurrection and American-born terrorism. What are we being told in this scripture passage, which not only reads like a record of our own daily disasters, but points to tragedies unique to our century? Suffering is intrinsic to humanity. Yes, that is the truth. But so is the reality that suffering is not the end. It is the grounding out of which hope grows, hope which comes in darkness to bring light, which shines as a new beginning when only endings seem to surround us. As the church's liturgical year comes to an end, we are more and more aware of the season soon to be born, the season of Advent, the holy days of hope, the time of waiting, of anticipation, of the coming of new life. Today's gospel reading ends with the words that awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Is it too fanciful to interpret this message as a reference to the hope-filled incarnational event of which Advent is our longed-for reminder?